Hello, this is Brittany, the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Hi. Yes, I'm calling because I had somebody helping me with billing. And so anyway, she's no longer with me. And I've been looking over, you know, my credit cards and different bills and stuff like that. So I was talking to your customer service rep and finding out and got a lot of information on this $49.97 that I've been charged for the last 5 months. And I was wondering, is there any way, because I've never heard of the company. I don't even know what an Ultra Bar is that supposedly I got ordered. She tracked it and it said that no information is available. So it wasn't like I received it. I was just wondering, is there any way to get this $49.97 credited back to my credit card? Cancel the account for me.
All right. Can you provide your first and last name, please?
Sheila Schaefer.
All right. Thank you. So, and can you verify your address, please?
Yes. It's 30141 Antelope Road, 799 Menifee, and that's 92584 in California.
Thank you. So I'll locate an account here for the Ultra Bar. It does show that the account was canceled for you for all further charges. However, I do see where you paid shipping and handling for $7.45. And then 48 hours later, they will charge you $49.97 for joining our Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store where they'll send you a $125 gift card through your email. Now, it does here show that we do have a no refund policy, but what I can do for you as a courtesy is do a 35% refund.
Yeah, I mean, if I received the bar and just wasn't happy and just didn't cancel or something, that'd be one thing, you know, then that'd be fair. But I never even heard of this Best Consumer Gadget. I'm looking at my notes here that your service girl just gave me. The Ultra Bar, never even heard of it. I don't even know what is an Ultra Bar. I don't do online anything. If I order anything, I order Walmart and I go pick it up and they bring it out to me, or Amazon. That is it. I don't do surveys. I don't do anything. So I don't know if the card was hacked. I don't know. But I appreciate it, but I will have to contact my credit card and dispute it so I can get my money back then. Because it sounds like fraud, and they can handle doing a fraud investigation on this company.
Yes, ma'am. Now, if you can hold for one moment, I can reach out to my to my billing department to see what we can do for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, ma'am, thank you for holding for me. So I did reach out to the billing department, and they did advise me that we could do a 50% refund for you. Now, it does show that the agent that you spoke with before you got transferred to me, it shows that she did reship you another Ultra Bar out.
Yeah, I think she was just being, you know, trying to, you know, make sure that, you know, the consumer was happy and all, but you can cancel that as well. I don't even know what it is. And if I paid $7.95 supposedly, I'm just going to turn it over to the credit card to their fraud department. I appreciate you trying, you know, to get me my money back, but I have no idea. You know, we both, the girl that transferred me over and myself, we don't even know what you get for $49.97 except a direct line to order from this company. And it's like, I don't know. It's, you know, there's so many people out there getting your credit card and stuff, but I'm just going to let the fraud department handle that. Because I've never reordered anything from them, supposedly, because I ordered something supposedly the first time, and I'm sure that shows. And so I'm sure that I'll get my 100% money back after they're done. So that's what they're trained to do. Find out who did this, where this Ultra Bar really went, if it was drop shipped to somebody that stole my number or something, and then I can get my money back.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can go ahead and issue a full refund of $49.97, and it'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Is that for 5 months? Because I paid it for 5 months, she told me.
Let's see. Let's see. I'm still looking.
That's okay.
So. I'm still here, okay, ma'am?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm still here, okay, ma'am?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, because honestly, I didn't even see the other months. I just now seen them, or I would have mentioned those already.
Okay, that's okay. You guys both must have went to the customer satisfaction classes together, because you both are very nice.
Well, I appreciate it. It'll just be one more moment, okay, ma'am?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you in Alabama, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. I'm from the stupid state.
What state is that?
California.
California?
Yeah.
My brother actually lived in Los Angeles. No, Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay.
Is Santa Barbara in Los Angeles?
No, it's right above it, though. It's really pretty.
Okay.
It's on
well,
the coast. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where he's a truck driver, so. But he lived in Santa Barbara for like a year, I believe it was. And then my grandfather passed away in 2020 of January, so he moved back home to Florida with my grandmother. But he still stays on the road.
Nice.
He only comes home maybe 6 times out of the year.
Oh, wow.
But he comes home a lot more than what he was, because I haven't seen him because I'm married. I have my own life, and he has his own life. So I haven't seen my brother in like 2 years now. And my grandmother sees him like maybe 6 times out of the year whenever he goes home. But half the time, he don't even stay home. He's out doing whatever he does.
Yeah, out driving.
So.
Yeah. He should have just stayed in Santa Barbara. It's pretty there.
Yeah, but he didn't want to because of my grandmother, so.
Yeah, that's nice of him.
He wanted to be with her.
That's nice.
So. All right, so I'm looking here, and my billing department actually just got back with me, and she did advise me. Of course, I do see the five charges here that you're speaking about. She did tell me I can issue a refund in full, but the only downfall is we can only issue you 3 months worth of refunds.
Still, that's $100 not being credited back to my account.
Yes, well, now what?
If it was only, you know, like $10, $20 or something, no big deal, you know? We'll just solve it right now, but that's a lot.
Yes, well, now what I can do for you, though, is I can send your account over to corporate and have them to reach out to you.
That's okay.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, and if I don't hear from them, then I'm just going to proceed with the fraud department with my credit card.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I would like to let you know, please allow 24 to 48 hours to hear something back from them because it is the weekend and they do not work on Saturday and Sundays.
Okay. Can you ask them that I'm asking, they're willing to do 3 months of it? Why wouldn't they just do all of it?
Yeah, so that's just,
there's never been anything other than some ultra bar, whatever that even is, and that's it.
Okay.
It's not like I've been active on it. They can see that, I'm sure.
I mean, all I can do is request them to refund all 5 months to you, and then I can have them to reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, please allow 20.
Okay. Can you let them know that if I don't hear, though, I am going to proceed with my credit card fraud department?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Could you hold for 1 moment, please?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'm still here, okay, ma'am? I do apologize.
That's okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I do apologize. I'm still trying to get this sent over
to
corporate.
That's okay. I was thinking, should I just have you give me the 3 months credit back and then more? And then...
If I do issue you just instead of sending it to corporate, if I just issue the 3 months worth of refunds, then... you wouldn't,
Okay, we'll just do the whole amount with the...
Yes, because I can do the 3 months refunds and just not send it to corporate and we can just leave it be like it is. But if I do the 3 months refunds today and then you call back in like tomorrow and want the other two refunds, then we would have to send it to corporate because that is over the amount that a supervisor can refund. See, an agent, see, a regular agent can only do one refund versus if you get sent to a supervisor, we can do three refunds. Corporate can do more than three refunds.
Okay, okay. We'll just leave it as is then.
Okay.
And go for the full amount.
Yes, ma'am. There'll just be one moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I did, before you had requested the whole, all the 5 months, I had actually processed one refund for you for $49.97. So I sent four refunds over to corporate for them to go in and take a look at and refund it for you. And someone will be in contact with you, okay? And then that first refund I sent you will be 3 to 5 business days back into your account.
Okay, and then also, what was I going to ask? Do they have a direct line? I'll wait 24
to corporate?
Hours. Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Try Monday morning if I don't hear from them?
No, ma'am. They don't have a direct line. Now, I can provide you a support and email for them.
Okay. Is that the support at, I forgot what it is. I have it written down in the other room. Is that that one? The agent before gave me that info.
Is it support at bestconsumersgadgetsclub.com?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay.
Yep, that's the website or the email. All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. What was your name?
My name is Brittany.
Okay, Brittany, thank you.
And I will also let Miss Vicky know that you gave her a kudos of how helpful and polite and nice she was.
Yes, please.
All right. And I appreciate the feedback on her. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nothing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Care, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, ma'am.
You do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.